Today on Wednesday, we attended the Scotiabank Centre in Halifax, where the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo announced that they're going to be returning this weekend. They're going to be performing starting June 25 up until July 2 at the Scotiabank Centre here in Halifax. Tattoo Managing Director and Executive Producer Scott Long had a few words to say in a press conference.
We're very pleased to be here today for the return to live entertainment after 3 years with no tattoos. So, a couple things I want to mention about the show this year. New to the tattoo this year is that youth 18 and under are free. So really, it's a big, important part of our mission at the tattoo to make sure that we're as accessible as possible and that we're affordable for families. And it's really important for us to get young people into the show.
This year, the festival will be premiering shows from all over the world. Long introduces some of the shows people can expect.
We have from New Brandenburg in Germany, the German Army Band. We have the Flying Grandpas from Germany, and we have the German bicycle team from Germany. So we have a big German representation this year. We have from Jordan, the Jordanian Armed Forces Band, which I think is their first time here, maybe. Yeah, first time for the Jordanians to visit us at the tattoo. We have from all the way from Vancouver, which is probably farther away than Glasgow, Scotland. We have the Vancouver Police Pipe Band.
In addition to the Vancouver Police Pipe Band, we also have local acts from Halifax as well as Truro. The second guest speaker was Rear Admiral Brian Santarpia, Commander Maritime Forces of Atlantic Canada.
Thanks so much, Scott, to the team for inviting me down to represent the Canadian Forces, and I just want to speak briefly about how important it is for us to be partners. I'd like to start, by acknowledging that we are on the ancestral and unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq. Being a partner as a member of the Canadian Armed Forces of the Tattoo is so important to us. As you all understand, the Tattoo really does celebrate military culture and tradition. It lets us show that off to the world and to our community. Proud we are. It means an awful lot to us to be part of it. And thanks to our own troops who are here. So thanks to all of you. There's 270 members of the Canadian Armed Forces who will be performing as part of the show.
After the press conference, some acts included in the Tattoo Festival performed as a teaser to show people what they can expect from the upcoming performances this weekend.
Our first preview, the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo is pleased to welcome the talented cyclists of the German Artistic Bicycle Team. The team amazes audiences all over the globe with their feats of gravity-defying stunts.
After the German Bicycle Team, other performing acts were the Jordanian Armed Forces Band, followed by Truro singer Julia Duvall and contemporary circus artist Anastasia. Finishing up the preview segment was the Guinness World Record holding act, High Flyer RB3. Each act performed for a few minutes to showcase their incredible talent. All acts will be performing in the Nova Scotia Tattoo Festival that will take place from June 25 to July 2 at the Scotiabank Theatre in Halifax. Tickets can be purchased online on nstattoo.ca. Sarah Gouda, CKDU.